First, the students design and build their mechanical surrogates. Then, using remote control devices, the students operate the robots in a competition, maneuvering the robots to grab inflated hoops and slide them onto target posts in a special pattern. Paul Gudonis is president of FIRST, a nonprofit organization that promotes science and technology and sponsors the competition.
We've got thousands of high school kids here who have built robots over the last 6 weeks, and they're competing to show that they've got what it takes to win this sport of the mind.
There is a carnival atmosphere, but competition is intense. Lila Zeng of Toronto, Canada, a first-time participant, enjoys the interaction.
Well, there's so much to learn, just like from building the robot, from talking to other teams and sponsors.
Technology and aerospace companies, such as Northrop Grumman, sponsor the student entries. Adam Hurd of Redondo Beach, California, has entered the competition each of his 4 years in high school.
And there's so much to learn. There's so many areas of the robotics that you can study anything you know. You can transfer back and forth between things. I started as a programmer, and now I design the drivetrains and do 3D design in computers and all that.
Alice Gray of Arroyo Grande High School near Los Angeles is also here for her fourth year.
The competitions, of course, are one of the most amazing things. It's just so fun, the atmosphere, the energy, the thrill of competition. It's amazing.
Alice studied performing arts when she started high school, but the robotic competitions have changed her career goals.
When I first started on the team, I was unsure of what I wanted to do. I had been on stage all my life, but I was thinking maybe going into psychology or something. However, after my second year on the team, I now know for certain that I want to be a mechanical engineer.
The robotic competitions challenge participants to use their ingenuity and sharpen their reflexes. Teams are rewarded for design, spirit, problem-solving, maturity, courtesy, and professionalism. More than 1,100 teams take part in regional competitions and a national championship. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.